It's in you. You possess the power. Just go hard.
I need some motivation.
Motivation.
Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Keep my head way above the water. Crowding myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast that helps you be the leader. I'm Jeremiah Sullivan, and I'm your host. And man, if you guys are new to the show, this is the show that helps you take you and your team to victory. We help out with mindset, leadership, success. I bring in guests from time to time. We pick apart their success strategies. But I designed this show to help you succeed, because I remember when I was on my path to chasing my dream, I wanted sources I could trust. There's a lot of people on social media who appeared like experts. And, you know, I looked at them kind of skeptically because they never really showed any results. And it was unfortunate because sometimes I caught myself listening to those people and, you know, in hindsight, I shouldn't have. When I got out of the service and when I decided to launch this podcast, I realized that not only would this be a great thing to do for the people behind me that were coming up and trying to achieve their dreams, but it was the absolutely right thing to do. And it was a necessary thing to do because there's so many people out there putting out misinformation about success and, you know, leadership and things like that, that they haven't actually even experienced. My promise to you guys is that I will only speak to you with things that I've actually done and achieved and have results in. I owe that to you. If I don't have results in those areas, I can't speak on it. Matter of fact, somebody was asking me about something recently, and they were asking me about crypto. I've dabbled in that a little bit, but I'm not an expert in that area. And I immediately told them, I said, I don't comment on things that I'm not an expert in, or at least I don't have the results in. That's my promise to you guys, as we, for each and every one of these episodes, is to share what's worked for me so that you can get the same results or better results in your life. Okay, now I will say that my perspective is just my perspective. And while I will speak on things I have a result in, there's more than one way to accomplish a mission, right? So that's the main thing that you guys take away from this show, is that you pick up strategies and tactics that are going to help you out. And I'll draw some hard lines in the sand for things that you guys absolutely have to do. But you'll know when it's flexible guidance and flexible information that you can kind of tweak and modify. Okay. So that's my promise to you. And really, I have to do this. I have to do the show, and I have to help you guys out, because we need more leaders in the world. We need more people chasing their dreams. We need more people being better, winning, going after success, because we have this culture that is just a culture of settling and quitting. So I don't want to see the country go that direction. I don't want to see the world go that direction. I want to see a world where people are really going after their dreams. Okay. Now, the dream could be for you to get into an elite unit, into special operations like I did. It could be career promotion. It could be shit. Maybe it's just, you know, see your family and you haven't seen them in a long time. The dream could be big or small, but there is a dream inside of your heart, and I want to see you go after it. I have a solo episode for you today. And my promise to you is that I'm going to help you out with ways that you can achieve your dream even faster. Okay. We recently did Conquer Quest, which is my leadership and life success in-person event. I've been doing these for quite some years now, or a few years now, and they just keep getting better and better. And every time I do one, it's like a dream come true. You know, it's just amazing the quality of people that come to these events. And I'm filled with gratitude each and every time. So I just came off of Conquer Quest, and because I had so much appreciation for the event, I thought it was really important I come in, I talk about the event, and I talk about this milestone that I'm currently and personally in my current dream. Okay. And I'm gonna break down some ways that not only have I got here, but in some previous chapters, like my military career, how I achieved my dream as a Ranger platoon leader and Strike Force platoon leader in one of the best units the military has to offer, the 75th Ranger Regiment. I don't care what level of success you have. I don't care if you're just starting out or if you're an advanced achiever. You know, you've accomplished several achievements. Today's show is going to be very useful for each of you. I've met countless people that either never went after their dream, or maybe they accomplished one dream, but then they never went after the second one, you know? And a growth seeker, somebody that's really after success and a fulfilling life and wants the best for themselves and their family and their teams, They're hungry for knowledge, and they're going to get every little nugget that they can along the way to help improve their situation and get closer to their dream. And I know that person is you. Okay, so it's going to be a solo episode today. It's going to be educational as well. Like I said, I'm going to give you guys actual strategies to improve your life and the lives of others. All that I ask is in return, if you like it, if I do a good job, share it with a friend. You know, share it with somebody that likes personal development, somebody that is working on themselves as a leader, somebody that is demonstrating that relentless pursuit of growth right now. You know, I know you're thinking of somebody, probably as I'm saying this. So go ahead and just hit the forward button, send it on over to them if and when this show is valuable to you, okay? The reason we asked you guys to do that is because I don't run ads behind it, you know? The only way the show grows is organically. So you can put it on your Facebook or your Instagram. You could text it to somebody. It doesn't really matter, but whoever you're thinking of, send it to them directly, okay? That's what I ask. Now you might be asking, well, hey, what the hell happened to Charisse? I thought you guys were pairing up for this podcast. Well, unfortunately, she came down with, I don't know if I can say it on the show. I might get banned, you know, like might have, but she came down with the C word, you know, COVID got her. And so I thought it was a good time to come in and do a solo episode, which I plan on doing periodically from time to time as we continue to move forward. So she's doing well though, guys. No reason to worry or stress. We just finally got to figuring out what was going on with her. And that is what's happening. So she's on her track to recovery. And ideally, we get her back on next week. So with that being said, let me lead in with ConquerQuest and talk a little bit about that. And then I'll get to my points about ways for you to achieve your dream even faster. Because time is a motherfucker, right? Like everybody, especially in today's age, everybody wants the result now, now, now. And it's one of the most frustrating things that we have to deal with as humans is just the time that it takes to get where we want to go. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm always looking forward for the next thing. Where's that next little victory? Where's that next mountain I'm going to climb? And where's the top of it? I want to get there. And wouldn't it be nice if some of that frustration during the process was alleviated because we knew that we were going to get there even quicker. And we knew that we had a trusted process that actually works, a trusted process to achieving our dream. Two dreams that I've personally achieved that I'm going to speak from and share my perspective from, all right? Like I said at the beginning, I'm not going to tell you guys stuff I haven't done before. I'm only going to speak from personal experience because there's too many fucking internet gurus out there that are talking about shit that they've never done. So I strive not to be one of them. And I'm pursuing a dream right now as well, right? So some of the stuff I'm going to share are milestones. But the two dreams that I'm going to speak about are my journey into 75th Ranger Regiment. I had a handful of people that told me, bro, that's not like, you're not the first person to get into the 75th and become a Ranger PL. And honestly, that person was just kind of like, you know, either hating or they just didn't see the full picture. It was very meaningful to me because it was a 9-year journey where I had to completely transform myself to not only get into one of the best units the military has to offer, but to be the Strike Force One Ranger platoon leader responsible for capture or kill missions overseas in Afghanistan. Like the odds of that to go from enlisted engineer to that job was smaller than winning the lottery. Okay. And it took 9 years. But maybe you've accomplished something already in your life. The thing is, have you really dissected it? Have you really picked apart why you got that thing that you got? Maybe you just feel lucky. But I've dissected this because I often look back on my life in the military and I say, man, like, how did that happen? How did a shy kid from a little town go from college dropout and failed athlete? That's what I was before I joined the military. You know, I was a shy kid. I didn't speak up in class. I had big time imposter syndrome. I had fear of failure. I had perfection issues. I wanted to be perfect. I didn't want to look dumb. Constantly seek the approval from others. And I overcame those things, you know? And I want those things for you. A lot of you guys are too hard on yourselves. Some of you guys aren't hard enough. But the journey to becoming a Ranger was very meaningful for me. And regardless of how people see it, there's a lot of great lessons in that path. There's a lot of great lessons on personal transformation that I have to share with the world. Because this shit isn't about me, you know? It's about you. It's about you achieving your dream. You becoming the best leader you can become. And if I can pass down the lessons to you, not only can you be that leader, but you can be 10 times the leader that I was. Achieving my dream in the Ranger Regiment, like I said, it was a 9-year journey. And to put into context, it was basically like I joined the military and I was playing flag football. And when I accomplished my dream, I was not only in the NFL, but I was the quarterback of the NFL team that was selected to go play in the Super Bowl. And that was a very honor, very fulfilling job for me. I just had a vision at the time. Okay. I just had a vision. I didn't really have as the mentorship that I have today. I didn't actually not even close. You know, I was kind of just walking by faith, one blindfolded step after the next. And I just kept working on my weaknesses. And as I failed, I would just get the lesson and I would improve them. Like I remember going back to college after my time as an enlisted soldier, and I had huge issues adjusting back to society. You know, I had stress. I was easily startled, easily agitated. I felt dissociated a little bit. You know, I was like, felt alienated. Here I was in school with all these people that were working towards their academic goals. And I had just gotten back from a 15-month deployment. And I feel like I couldn't relate to any of them. So I found myself, you know, drinking a lot, partying a lot, trying to conform and escape my problems and run from my issues that I was facing. And in the meanwhile, I had an incredible work ethic to perform. So I was living these two lives where I was working hard during the day. And then the evening and nights and the weekends, I was a different type of person. I was that partier. You know, let's go to the club. Let's go drink the beers. Let's go just do whatever our impulses say to do. And I wasn't in absolute alignment with my dream. And I would find myself destroying and self-sabotaging on the weekends and trying to make up for it during the work week. You know, I relied on my work ethic to pull myself up and make myself feel better for the failures that I had over the last few days, over the weekend. And that went on for a while. And had I really focused on being my best every step of the way, I would have been in a lot less frustration, pain, inner turmoil. I would have had a lot less stress along the way. You know, I can't tell you how many times I was just in tears as I was working my way to become that infantry officer and that ranger, but it was all self-induced pain. You know, the saying goes, you can't out-train a bad diet. You know, they say that with fitness. And that's essentially what I was trying to do with my career. And I won't go into all the details, but the bottom line with that chapter is that it would have been a lot smoother. I would have gotten there a lot faster, and I would have performed a hell of a lot better had I not been focusing on living two lives. Had I lived one congruent life, just focusing on being the best that I could be all the time, 24 hours a day. Okay. As I moved through the military, you guys know I landed my last Ranger mission. That was a mission gone south. And I felt like I failed as a leader after that mission. There was a giant gunfight that we got into as a task force. And there's a barricaded shooter dropping grenades on my guys. And I was the leader, the platoon leader responsible for the ground combat. That mission beat me up for a really long time. So while I accomplished my dream, that mission was a nightmare. And the failure beat me up for a really long time. And months after that deployment, I was in a really dark spot. And I had been trying to become an entrepreneur on top of being in the military. I had been trying to be an entrepreneur for a few years at that point, maybe 5 years at that point. And I had been failing a lot in entrepreneurship and business. I'd been failing in my relationships. I'd been failing in a lot of areas of my life outside of my career. And it was because of those two lives that I was living. But anyways, what ended up happening is during this dark period after that mission, I hit a rock bottom and I decided to really work on myself. I decided to confront my weaknesses. I decided to stop drinking. I decided to cut out the party lifestyle. I decided to get more into personal development. I decided to have real honest conversation with myself about how I could grow and improve. And that led me to getting mentorship. At the time, I listened to a lot of podcasts, read a lot of books on personal development. Then I jumped into a course that cost me like $1,000. I did that for 3 months. It changed my life, but mostly because I applied myself to the process. Everything that that mentor has said, I went out and did it. And he was just teaching you how to be holistically successful and wealthy in life. But a lot of the stuff that he was teaching was personal development. He's teaching you how to be a good person, how to network, how to have a good attitude, how to think differently about money, not from a scarcity mentality, but from a growth and abundance mentality. So he taught me a lot. And that led me to my next mentor. And he really helped change my entire life. And through his mentorship, after we worked together for some time, just under a year, he recommended that I start coaching and mentoring others. This mentor specifically had been mentored by Zig Ziglar. If you guys don't know who Zig is, you can check him out. But he's one of the goats in personal development. And he taught me everything that Zig had taught him. And this was before the internet, before he was mentored by Zig, before the internet. They met in person every single week during their mentorship. So he passed down all those lessons on success to my mentor. He passed them to me. So I learned more about success. I learned more about goal setting and achievement. I learned more about just everything from wealth to business to entrepreneurship to networking to everything in life. All the things that we all want deep down. And he helped me put a plan in place to get them. And then after I started achieving and I got myself right, I started helping others get themselves right. I started coaching and mentoring others, helping them with their leadership, with their goals, help them with their fitness, their mindset. And all the challenges that I had overcome in the previous, 8 years, 9 years, all the trials and tribulations that I had been through, but all the challenges I had overcome, all the ways that I had failed, you know, all those became tests and lessons. They were lessons that I was able to pass on to others. Anyways, my point here, guys, is that working on myself and then getting mentorship are the two things that really changed my trajectory and my success. That mentor got me to help other people. And after I started helping them, that was when Conquer Academy was born, my coaching company. And that's where we help people with leadership and high performance. We help them achieve their goals even faster. So as Conquer Academy grew, my vision, I know you have a vision. I want you to think about it right now. I want you to think about your vision for you, for your life, for your family. And I want you to really reflect on whether you believe it's going to come true. Because as I started coaching and working with others, every time I closed my eyes, you know, when I had a minute to think about the business, I kept seeing what it would look like. I kept seeing myself traveling. I kept seeing myself jumping on planes and teaching workshops and doing events and seeing leaders in action, leaders working on their confidence, leaders working on their mindset, their fitness. I saw us training. I saw results. You know, I saw them making more money. I saw them getting in better shape. I saw them collaborating with each other. And at the time, you know, people were calling me crazy because I was leaving the service. They thought that I should stay in my 9-to-5. Most of them did. But I had this vision, just like you have a vision. So while the world is going to call you crazy, I tell you, you're not crazy. That vision's more real than their criticism. That vision is your purpose. Now, my vision is molded. It's evolved and grown over the years. And sometimes what I have pictured in my mind, it didn't turn out exactly like I had planned, but the intent was there. I met the intent and it led me to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Along the way, in both dreams, achieving my dream as a ranger and then achieving my dream of starting my own company and building these events, I learned a valuable lesson. That lesson was to go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll see further. As you guys are climbing to your dream, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get overwhelmed, you're going to overthink, and you're not going to feel like taking another step because you're not going to know what to do. But I'll tell you, along the way, if you can just slow down and take one blindfolded step after the next, just trust yourself and take the next best step. What will happen is you go as far as you can see, and then when you get to that next checkpoint, you'll be able to see further. So I kept walking. You know, it was like I had this blindfold on. I just had this vision. I'm on my way out of the military, and I just keep taking one step after another with faith. Well, those little steps compounded. I stayed consistent. I kept working on making myself better every single day, 7 days a week. I used to think successful people worked hard Monday through Friday, but I had elevated myself to Monday through Sunday because I had saw real successful people do the same. And that's what you guys can do. Model those ahead of you. So I adopted their habits because my habits weren't so great before all that. So anyways, I kept walking one blindfolded step after the next. And that led to ConquerQuest 007, which we just had this last weekend. An amazing event. After the event, the team was asking me, what was I most proud of? Because we were going around and everybody was sharing. And I said, I'm really, really proud of the team that we've built. Like, I knew everybody there at the table that I was at dinner with the staff. I knew all of them at the deepest level, all of them individually. But we had created a team. Now they all knew each other. They're all getting along. They're all working towards one mission. They all had their individual dreams, but we had one collective mission. Build the world's best leaders. And I was really proud of the team that had been built, staff and students. It was amazing. It was watching, you know, watching people do overcome fears, watching people create a plan, brief their team, drive that team to results. It was incredible. And just to give you some context, basically the event went like this. They showed up on Friday. We did an in-brief, a mission brief. Staff went around the room, introduced themselves. We did introductions. And everybody at the event was, we had working professionals there and we had entrepreneurs there. Some just starting, some more advanced. But we gave them the mission brief on Friday night, and then Saturday we kicked it off. We went and we ran leadership lanes tied to skydiving, shooting, competitive shooting with the guys from Terran Tactical, the guys that trained John Wick. And then we drove fast cars. They learned how to do evasive techniques with fast cars at high speeds. And on the final day, we did a mastermind where we sat down and we talked about business and life success. We talked about leadership. We talked about high performance and ways to succeed as the leader that's taking their teams to victory. There was people at that event that never jumped out of a plane before, never shot a gun before. And by the end, these guys looked like damn assassins. You know, it was awesome watching them overcome their fears, watching them confront their fears, watch them learn how to brief a mission, learn how to communicate to their team effectively and take that team to victory. It was incredible. And after the event, on my way home, I started reflecting, and I've been reflecting ever since. It's been about a week now. And I realized that I still have a long way to go with my dream, and I'm sure you got a long way to go with yours. But we both have achieved milestones on our way to our dreams. And it's important that we stop, you know, and smell the roses. I'm not saying get stuck there with your face in the flowers, but I am saying spend some time reflecting and being grateful at how you've continued to step one blindfolded step after the next, how you've trusted yourself, how you worked on you. Be proud of yourself for those things and realize that, yeah, the dream has gotten bigger and it might seem like it's a long ways out, but you're on your path. You're on the way. So I reflected and I realized, man, I'm living the dream. Literally. Yeah, it's expanded, but I'm living the dream that I had in my mind when I created this academy, when I created this coaching company. You know, the first vision was in Afghanistan. I was in Afghanistan dreaming about this. Crazy, right? The lifestyle that we have, training MMA, being connected to world-class athletes, knowing very successful entrepreneurs, being a person I respect and admire when I look in the mirror. It was all just a vision. And now we're here. We're going to keep climbing. We're going to keep going. But what I realized, I dissected this process. I dissected the dreams that I've achieved so far. And I realized that there's three ways for you to achieve your dream even faster. You know, I looked at my pitfalls. I looked at where I came up short. I looked at where I failed over the years, where I made mistakes. And to be honest, my path, I think, took a little longer than it should have. This has been like over a 15-year journey of personal transformation and growth. I don't plan on stopping my personal transformation and growth, but I look back and I think I could have achieved even higher in the military, could have been an even better leader. I think you can too. And I think that I could have achieved even more as an entrepreneur. And so I broke down the pitfalls that I made essentially. And if you can learn from these pitfalls, you'll save yourself years, not days, to achieving your dream. Okay, so there are three ways to achieve your dream even faster. Number one is to stop living two lives. I was living two lives when I was on my path in the military. I'd put on the uniform, I'd be a pretty good leader. I was engaged with my guys. You know, I was executing PT. I would stay early. I would leave late. You know, when I had the uniform on, I was straight and narrow. But then when I took that thing off, it was like I became a whole different person. I still had a good heart, but I was impulsive. And I would go out Friday night, a couple beers to turn into a lot of beers. Wake up the next day hungover, spend more money than I should have, wake up the next day feeling regret from the decisions that I made. And that would go on and it would compound weekend after weekend after weekend. And what happened during that period is I would go into work and I'd be wearing the uniform and I just felt like an imposter every single time I was standing in front of people and I couldn't figure out why. I thought maybe I wasn't smart enough, good enough. I thought it was maybe because I was from a small town, but the real reason was because I was living two lives and I wasn't admitting it. Those two lives, you know, to be superhero during the day and a villain at night, that's a lot like you're trying to steer this ship to a destination, a beautiful destination, and you're moving. You know, you got beautiful sails up, cutting across the ocean, but then your bad habits, your bad activities, your bad lifestyle, all the bad side of you, it's like an anchor that gets thrown out of the ship. So no matter how fast you try to go, you're pulling along an anchor. And that anchor in life turns into being stopped. It turns into drama. It turns into, it's you, when that anchor gets so heavy, your ship stops in life. You're not making progress towards the dream, towards the vision. And you get consumed with drama. You get consumed with, it could be the lies that you told, but it, those bad habits and those bad decisions pull you away from the dream. They don't help you get there. So don't add an anchor to your ship. Instead, operate from a place of integrity all the time. Listen to your conscience. Your conscience is always telling you the right thing to do. Now, the second way to achieve your dream even faster, I was guilty of kind of comparing myself to other people a lot, kind of looking at people wanting to compete. Well, competing is a, there's something good to be said about competition. Healthy competition creates excellence. But when you're obsessed with competition, that's a byproduct of a lack mentality, scarcity mentality. You think that everybody can't win. And the reality is that everybody can win if you have an abundance mindset. And so I would compare myself to everybody else because I was just insecure and I would evaluate everything that I was doing wrong and I would compare it against those that I thought were doing it right. And that comparison took away from the internal work that I needed to be doing, you know? And that's the way that you can achieve your dream even faster is if instead of comparing yourself to others, go inward daily and search for the answers that you need. These days, and over the last, like, I don't know, 6 or plus years, I've picked up, you know, I journal every single day. You guys might see it on my social media story. I go inside and I reflect. I find my lesson from the day before. I figure out a way that I can prove myself as a man, as a leader. And then I work on that for the day that I'm in. So journaling is a great way, and going inward is a great way for you to find the answers that are going to make you better. Only you can tell you how to be better. And then that last piece of that is to take action on them. Okay, so every day, go on a mission, you know, like a capture mission. You know, we did raids in the military. Go on a capture mission for the lesson that you need inside of you to get better today. Go inward, find it, implement it. And then the third way to achieve your dream even faster. We live in this culture where, people are very entitled. They think they can get great results with a little bit of work. And even the people that are hard workers, like myself, like I was, and I am today, a lot of times there's a disproportional amount of work that they're doing to the expectations that they want to receive, to the results that they want. In other words, people have low expectations, lower expectations for their performance on a daily and weekly basis, but high expectations for their success. You need to make sure that your expectations for your performance, your individual daily performance, surpass the expectations you have for the goal. So let's just use fitness. Let's say you want to run a 32-minute 5-mile. That was the goal that I had. I wanted to be, what was under 33. The way that I trained for a 33-minute 5-mile is I set my target, I built my plan around achieving a 30-minute 5-mile. I said, I'm going to do everything that I can to run 5 miles in 30 minutes, 6-minute mile pace. And that landed me at 32 minutes and 30 seconds for my fastest time. But in business and life, a lot of times people, they look at the internet, they look at social media, they look on Instagram, and they see all these people talking about success, business, and all these dreams that they've potentially, you know, worked on and achieved. And it's presented as easy. So they think they don't have to work as hard to achieve that level of result. It actually sets people up for failure because when the person thinks that they're doing the right thing, when they're pursuing the dream, but they're way underperforming, they don't know any different. So I'll tell you guys this right now, whatever effort you're putting into your dream, you need to 10x it. You're not nearly close enough to doing what you need to do to achieve that dream. Now, consistency compounds. So I encourage you guys all to choose consistency over intensity. That if you're going to go all ham for one day, you better set yourself up so that you can do it 7 days a week. That's what right looks like. That's what I wish I would have known from the very beginning. I didn't have any social media influencers online that were showing their lifestyle 7 days a week. These guys would come in periodically and they kind of treated social media like a job. And I never really got to see their work ethic. I never got to see their lifestyle. I never got to see how much work they were putting in. And I thought that I was pacing myself correctly, but I wasn't. I had the 9-to-5 mentality. I'd work Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, maybe take a little bit easier. And that's not the way to achieve your dream. When you are fully obsessed with your dream, it's a lifestyle for you to work on it. You don't want to stop. You want to create a problem where you're working on the dream so much that you're kind of neglecting some other things, and you got to check yourself to make sure that your relationships don't slip, your spirituality doesn't slip. That's the goal. Don't worry about things slipping before they've slipped. Focus on building and applying yourself 10 times more than you're currently applying yourself, and then look over and clean the things up that you might be neglecting. That's what worked for me. I made a big shift when I got around the best people possible. I started looking at their work ethic and I was like, holy shit. It's like when I got to the Ranger Regiment, these guys were machines. I thought that like working hard meant you did like a 12-hour day. These guys are working like 18-hour days, then going, eating some food, getting like 4 to 6 hours of sleep and repeating it 7 days a week. And they just kept going. I was like, okay, guess that's what I have to do. And in entrepreneurship, I saw the same thing. I'm like, man, these guys are absolute animals. They're managing their entire lives. They're managing business 7 days a week, and they live, sleep, eat, and breathe their passion and their purpose. Now, some of you guys that are out there might feel overwhelmed at that advice, okay? What I'll tell you is I'm just setting the bar high for you so that way you raise yourself up. All that matters is that you take today's lessons, you make them a part of you, and you bring yourself up just 1%. I don't know which part you need to focus the most on. I don't know whether you need to stop living two lives. I don't know if you need to go inward more. I don't know if you need to change your expectations that you have for your daily performance. But it's your job to prioritize which of those three ways to achieve your dream even faster that you need to focus on the most. Okay, that's up to you to decide. So don't get overwhelmed. Just prioritize and then execute. I think Jocko says that. I like that phrase. But it's good. It's absolutely right. Maybe it's just a military phrase. So just prioritize your improvement and then execute. What's the most important next step for you? Now, your dream's going to take some time. You know, a lot of times the bigger the dream, the harder it's going to be. That's just the facts. The more you're going to have to endure. But we need you. We need you to chase the dream. We need you to go after it. Because if you don't, then that means the people behind you won't go after theirs. And then we live in a world where nobody's going after their dreams and everybody's just settling, being complacent, and being entitled victims in society. Nobody wants that. But we want aggressive leaders. We want people that achieve success holistically. And your success is totally defined by you. So whether you want to be in the top 1% in entrepreneurship as an entrepreneur, or whether you want to just move from your home state to another state, these steps that I gave you apply. Focus on stop living. Don't live two lives. Go inward daily. And make sure that your daily performance meets your expectations for the results that you're after. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today's show. I hope you found this extremely valuable. It's one that you can come back to for sure, because there's a lot of time in between milestones for your dream. I often like to say that there's a lot of false peaks on your way to success, a lot of false peaks on your way to your dream. So you're going to constantly climb that mountain. You're constantly going to hit these peaks that you think that you got to the top, and you're going to have to come right back down and right back up. So this may be the show that you want to come back to keep yourself on track. All right. So I can't tell you guys how much I love and appreciate all of you. The fact that you tune into this show, you work on yourselves, means the world to me. You guys that I've met on whether it's the internet or you've been friends and family for some time, my heart goes out to all of you guys. I love you guys so much because you guys are the real ones. You guys are the real loyal supporters, the real team. And along this path that I've taken to achieving my dreams, you guys have been there. You know, you really have. You guys have helped share the show. You've helped contribute. You've brought people along. You've shared the information. And I'm extremely blessed for that. And you guys are the real ones that matter to me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got your marching orders. Remember what I said, three ways to achieve your dream even faster. Stop living two lives. Go inward daily and ensure your expectations for your daily performance surpass that of the results that you desire. Until next time, be the leader.
Just go hard. I need some motivation. Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication.
dedication. Keep my head way, way above the water. Crowded myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king. I am a queen. I am more than the people can see. I am strong when I'm needing to be. Vulnerability's nothing to me. You can try, but I'm unshakable. My successes is never debatable. I'm chameleon. I'm so interchangeable. Here's to you and all that you are capable.
To sum it up, I spilled my guts. Sometimes I felt as if I wasn't good enough.